Donkey Talk, Numbers 22-28a. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth.
The Israelites traveled on to the plain of Moab and camped near the Jordan River. The Moabites were frightened to see so many people. "What if they attack us?" they said. So the king of Moab sent messengers to find the prophet named Balaam. They asked Balaam to put a curse on the Israelites. Balaam said,
"Spend the night here. I will ask God what he wants me to do."
That night, the Lord spoke to Balaam.
"Do not go with these men."
When he told the messengers, they said,
"Don't let God stop you from doing this. We will pay you lots of money."
Balaam was tempted by what they were offering and said,
"I'll ask God again."
The next day, Balaam got up, saddled his donkey, and left with the messengers of Moab. God was very angry that Balaam had disobeyed. He sent an angel with a drawn sword to stand in the road to block the way. Balaam's donkey saw the angel and turned off the road into a field. This happened a second and third time until finally the Lord opened the donkey's mouth and she said to Balaam,
"What have I done to you to make you beat me three times?"
Balaam could not believe his ears.
"A talking donkey?"
Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn.
"I have sinned. I will turn around and go back."
"Go on with these men, but speak only what I tell you."
Balaam agreed and went on with the messengers to meet with the king of Moab. Instead of cursing the God of Israel, he praised the Lord again and again for his goodness and faithfulness.